Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Jan and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Jan.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers for today, Wednesday, the 6th of the new year. I just touched the mic and Tyler went wide-eyed. It wasn't high enough for me. It was an actual correction as opposed to Tyler's fidgeting.
Wow.
I know. I forgot to correct it before I started, so I figured I'd do it while I was talking loud. And hopefully it
wouldn't. Wow.
Get over it, you tard.
Gosh.
Yeah. And for all those listening, tard is short for...
retarded.
No, it's really not short. Yeah, it is, actually. We use the R word. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Today is a good day, I think, you know. How is it going for you? I got a nice workout in, kind of relaxing day.
Today was good. Today was a nice day.
Okay.
Nothing too exciting.
Our topic for today is something I don't know about, Tyler.
Yeah, it's all me.
I got a call from Tyler, and he said, I was like, well, what are we talking about today? He's like, I have a story. So.
Do you have a story?
Do we need a preamble?
Yeah, it's, this story is not time sensitive, but. It's, you know, relative to the time period because so often now people are getting personal trainers.
Right.
And everybody's trying to get into the new workout routine and stuff like that. And I happened to be at my parents' house this weekend and my mom was like, oh, I joined a new gym. Okay. Random, whatever.
Why would, huh?
Yeah. So she joined a new gym because... she was at 24, and it was farther away because I just moved to this new house. So she got rid of that membership and got one that's closer. Whatever. So with her membership, and it's so funny because my mom listens to these but doesn't at the same time. So whatever.
Wait, how did she? Or did she just put it on and?
Well, like I think she listens to some of them if like the topic,
okay,
it interests her. As you smirk. So you're going to, like, label this one Cindy Reed.
I was going to.
Yeah, you're such a jerk.
No, I won't.
But, no, this is basically about, like, personal trainers and just
okay.
Random concepts of them. So she goes...
You haven't used concepts in a very long time, Tyler.
I've been trying not to.
Even in, like, your normal speech.
I've been trying to use better grammar and not so...
And improve your vocabulary?
Yeah, better vocab and not so much of the same word.
Which would be better vocab.
Well, better vocab in, like, concepts. Now I'm doing it all the time. In ways of using different words, but I usually find, like, four words I really like, and I'll always use them.
True.
All the time in sentences.
I mean, that's fine. Most people have their fallback words. Yeah.
But, okay, so she goes to this new gym.
Okay.
And my mom is interested in the sense that she knows what I do and that I know gyms well. And she never contacts me or asks me for my opinion on concepts. Or she'll join a gym and she's like, oh, yeah, I'm paying $50 a month. Isn't this a great deal? And it's like, no, they conned you. Like,
right.
You got the most expensive deal.
Take me with you next time.
Yeah, like, why would you ever do that? So she was like, yeah, because she was like, yeah, the sales guy basically told me that I was like, yeah, I want to join this gym and I just need to like learn how to use the equipment better and stuff like that. And he's like, and he gave me a free personal training session. And I was like, how did you fall for that?
If you're just like joining the gym world, the free personal training session is
a lie.
No, it's not a lie.
Well, it's free.
It's free, but it's a sales.
Get you hooked.
It's a sales push, which is, I mean, as long as you have a good trainer, there's nothing wrong with it.
No,
but
there's nothing.
Just
wrong with
know
it.
Going into it that
which
you're going to be sold to
goes into this. So
did
my mom told this. No,
okay.
Oh, I would have been furious if she hired somebody. So she told the guy in the sales thing that she wanted just to learn the equipment.
I hate that. I'm, you know what? If Cindy, if you're listening to this, I'm sorry. I hate when people say, I just want to learn the equipment.
Yeah, yeah.
No, like, because the equipment is...
But that's the key sentence, is that she told him, I want to learn the equipment.
Okay.
Okay. So then she sets up this training session with the personal trainer. And she's talking to him, and she informs him of all of her stuff. You know, she runs, she's been up and down in weight, cardio is real easy for her, this, and the thing. She goes, I really would like to lift more weights, and I just really want to learn how to use the equipment.
Okay.
That's what she told the guy.
The trainer. Okay.
From her story, this guy took the next 45 minutes to talk to her about her nutrition. After she informed him that she was going to be doing Weight Watchers. Granted, that already
is interesting that my mom's taking Weight Watchers.
But spent a large amount of time with him as Keon gets frustrated. This is what I was doing when she was telling me the story. I was like, really? Okay.
And this is nothing wrong with Cindy. It's the trainer.
Yeah, oh yeah. This is all going to be the trainer.
Right.
So then she was like, whatever. And she was kind of already put off by this guy now that he spent, you know, for the most part, it was probably a half hour more than anything because it was probably an hour session.
Right.
So half hour. He then afterwards showed her how to do balance and posture routines, none of them using equipment. And so my mom was like, it was really interesting. By the end of the session, everything I learned, I never would have had to have gone to their gym to do. Because it was all like planks, body weight stuff, you know, stretches and all this stuff. And none of it used equipment at the gym. So by the end of this whole hour, she was like, I wasted a half hour on nutrition that I don't even need to listen to because I'm doing Weight Watchers.
Right.
And another half hour that I need to now cancel my membership for. Because the guy was all about this like routine that he had where like the first 3 months he was going to do this. And then the next month he was going to do this. And then the next month he was going to do this. And it was just like...
Do you know what that is? That's the NASM standard protocol.
Oh.
It's a standard thing that NASM does. And NASM is a certification that you can get for personal training. And they go with 3 months stability. And they build on that. It's just to me... I mean, your mom is already fairly well trained, like she's been at least been working out for a while, so she doesn't. Oh, that's funny.
So here's my the most interesting aspect of this story. How old do you think the trainer was?
That's it. Look, because I want to say a polar one end of the spectrum, either really old or really young. So I'm gonna go with 40.
She guessed that he was roughly like mid 30s.
Wow.
And that's where I found it so interesting. I was like, usually it's going to, like, the balance, I usually automatically think it's going to be, like, the yoga and weird guys. Like, I automatically go with, like, the Zen type people when that's their main principle. When, like, they don't listen and they just want to force that on you, I go that route. Or it's the, I just learned about it, I'm going to do this now kind of a concept. And, I was laughing so hard.
The sad thing about training is that so, I mean, you, Tyler, you know this, is that so, this is like some people's second career, or this is their route to get somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
Like in LA, when we were training, so many people were just doing it to make money until they can make it as an actor.
Oh, yeah.
And up here, it's like, you know, some of the people I work with are, it's their second career. They used to work in this industry, but now they're into fitness. You know, it's like, oh my gosh, like, there's just not a lot of longevity in this industry. So
it was very funny because A, my mom was going to a personal trainer and I was like, you never call me to do it. That's funny.
Right.
You know. But that's besides the point. And then the other thing was that she told this guy multiple times what she wanted. And then at the end, like throughout, she was like, okay, I understand the nutrition. My son's a personal trainer. He does this. He told me what to eat. I'm doing Weight Watchers. Da, da, da. I just want you to show me the equipment. And she even, like, in her story was telling me that, like, she basically said, my son would show me, but he's not here. Like, it's too hard, like, for him to get out here. So, will you just show me how to use the equipment?
Wow.
And not only did she all this whatnot, he then basically was like, oh, well, what's your son's phone number? I'd love to hire him. So, in this, he's pretty much turned my mom off from working out at the gym and never listened to her on what she wanted.
Right.
But yet...
Wants to hire
wants
you.
Wants to get in contact with me and talk to me about opportunities. And I just found that so interesting. And I just kind of wanted to voice that, like, when people go to these personal trainers, I know that Keon and I are both very opinionated and very...
We're right, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and very, you know...
Well, I just want to say for people just, like, you know, who don't know us, like, that's half joke, half real.
It doesn't matter if they believe us or not.
Whatever.
But it's that concept that matter if, I don't care if your trainer is good or not, if they're not giving you what you want, then why would you even remotely think about going to them?
Yeah, or continuing. If you're not seeing the results that you want or getting the workout that you want, like, okay, third example. One of our friends, Fernanda.
Uh-huh.
She loves the hardcore workouts.
Yeah.
Her and I don't work out together when, like, we've never worked out together, but if her and I were to work out, we wouldn't do Pilates. We would not get on reformer because she would be bored out of her mind. And so, I mean, it's just, you have to be specific to what your client wants.
Well, it's also that funny thing where I personally just feel that, you know, balance and posture are great aspects. Like, everybody needs them and needs to focus on them.
Right.
But they're not... I'm going to say 90% of people under the age of 55, it's not a priority.
No, not a...
It is losing weight and gaining muscle.
Looking
good naked. That is the key.
Or so, some event or something.
Yeah. So selling somebody on balance and posture is a waste. And that's the funniest... It was just... I literally was sitting there going, wow, that's hilarious. Why would he even... It would literally like be going to the doctor and be like, hey... I think I broke my nose, and they x-ray your leg.
Right. Like, mind you, there are some things that, like, a shoulder issue could be a hip problem, blah, blah, blah.
No.
All these things. But that is, mind-numbing. A good trainer will sneak it in.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a good trainer will have you do the machine on a squishy pad or something. So you get your balance and posture in without having to... get your balance and posture in, or you knowing that you're getting your balance and posture in. That's really frustrating.
And that was something that I just kind of wanted to voice to people to be aware of, especially now looking at the personal trainers, trying to figure it out. Focus on, if you want to lose the weight, look good naked kind of a concept, inform them of that, and be aware that that's the goal, that if you and your trainer are on the same page, then how are you going to hit your goals?
Right. That's really important, because like if you're not being heard and if they're just talking their routine at you, like that's silly. For example, when I first started doing personal training, I didn't know a whole lot, so I gave everyone my workout, mm-hmm. and I was just giving them the same thing. And I know I wasn't as helpful as I could be, because I was giving women my workout, I was giving guys my workout, I was giving old people, young people, everyone was getting the workout that I happened to be doing at that time.
Uh-huh.
Now it's like, that is so silly.
And that happens, and that's kind of one of those things, like, you as a person don't know.
Right.
Because of whatnot. But the thing that I want people to look at is, I mean, there's a guy at the gym that I work out right now, that I work out at. I watch him literally fiddle his thumbs while they're doing what he tells them to do. You know, like, it's nothing short of... Literally, this is what he does. It's pretty funny. He'll stand there with his hands in his pockets. He has slicked back hair. Like, real, like, Guido creepy kind
of... Which has no reflection on his training ability, but no, it's ridiculous.
Well, he's Asian, which is even funnier. And so it's, like, slicked back hair, and he literally will pick at it and, like, make sure that it's all, like...
Perfect.
And, like, check himself out when, like, the person's not doing their thing. And it's just... If you don't feel that you're the personal trainer's main priority, you need a new personal trainer. I don't care how good they are. If, you know, you're going to work out with Richard Simmons. That's just a name.
And you're going to learn how to ride the pony.
And you're going to do whatever. If he's a fitness, whatever you want to call it, guru, whatever.
He's an icon.
Yeah. If you're going to work out with him and he's not focusing on you, why would you go? That's a waste.
Absolutely. Or if he was focusing on a result that he wanted for you, absolutely a waste.
Yeah. Why would that even be productive? And that's just what I want people to think about as they're going to the gym, even if they're not getting a personal trainer, are you focusing on what your main priority is? Kind of from yesterday, it's like, if you're not going to go to the gym and give 100%, why even go?
Absolutely.
And same concept with personal trainers. If they're not going to give you 100%, why even go? And that was kind of my favorite part about this whole story, is that my mom was like, I don't need the gym now. Not only did she not feel like she didn't need personal training, she didn't feel like she needed to go to the gym.
So he just ruined everything for her.
Yeah, he ruined every concept. So it's one thing to not get the personal training. So
right.
I get that. You know, sometimes it's not financially okay for people. Some people just don't like it. I get that. To now make it so that not only did you not make them want a personal trainer, to not even come to the gym.
Right.
Wow, you killed that whole concept.
Yeah, you that's an epic fail.
Epic fail.
Yeah. Like, for example, tomorrow, I have 3 people signed up that are new to the gym, blah, 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 whatever my schedule. And the first 2 is this nice old couple. It's Andrea and Hugo.
Okay.
They're from Belgium or something like that. And the next guy is Victor. Andrea and Hugo, old, they're in their 60s, 70s, right? Victor, he's in, like, his 30s.
Okay.
And it's like, okay, I know that I'm going to have to switch major gears because Andrea and Hugo are going to need very, very different things than Victor is going to need. Victor is probably going to want to lose weight, hit it hard. The other two, if I give them lose weight, hit it hard, they are going to...
They're
going to
die.
They're going to break real quick. So, and the best part is that is not an isolated event.
Oh, no, that's the part that I found it funny on multiple aspects. Just the story itself was entertaining. Also, the concept that stuff always happens to my mother. Like, just like the things where I just shake my head and go, if you would have talked to me for 10 seconds, this wouldn't have been a problem.
Right.
Kind of a thing. And it's always, like, the bad things at gyms, my mom always is the person that it happens to. You know, like... She did a cardio boxing class.
Oh, she got the weights.
And they were using weights, like 2 and 3 pounds weight. And she's like, I'm not feeling it. I'm going to get 5. And I was like, don't do that. You'll hurt your shoulder. No joke. Within under a week, she calls me. She goes, I have to go to the doctors. I think I hurt my shoulder. Hello. I told you not to do that.
Right.
So it's all the little aspects of it that... you could do wrong, she does, and she's my story person. So right. Whenever I make like tell stories, I usually will try and change the name, and so it's not always my mom, but yeah,
it's not always my mom. About half your stories are
from my mom.
Your mom. If it's oh crap, this happened at the gym, it's my probably mom. Your mom. Because your mom, despite her good intentions, sometimes is misguided.
Oh yeah,
like my favorite story was at her Weight Watchers. Binge days.
Oh, yes.
So she would go to Weight Watchers the day of. She'd run for, like, 2 hours.
She'd work out in the morning. Like, let's say it's a Friday, she weighs in.
Right.
At, like, 10 o'clock.
Doesn't eat anything. Doesn't drink anything. Works out like a fiend.
She works out that morning.
Then she goes, weighs in. Then, that rest of the day doesn't count. She eats whatever the hell she wants. And to me, oh, my gosh. It blows my mind. Like, it's that. Because that to me is like you're trying to trick a teacher instead of actually get help.
No, yeah.
And that, when people change, if people were just see the world through a lens that shows them that fitness is not about tricking your body and getting as much done in as little time as possible, blah, blah, blah. It's about just quality of life and enjoying life and all of that, things will... totally changed.
Oh, yeah. And I know it sounds way cliche and just corny, but it's like the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
It is a lifestyle. It's that concept of I am less stressed after I work out.
Absolutely.
I eat better after I work out. It just... things are better in my life, and I would hope that things get better in your life after I work out. Like, did you get the email from... we named him Roberto.
I got it. I didn't read it yet, though.
Okay, so Roberto emailed me.
That was a personal
on our Facebook, so yeah.
Yeah.
He emailed me and was just basically just like informing us of how well it's going, how he's talked to people at the gym, and he started doing stuff more and more. And it was really encouraging and stuff like that, so good job, Roberto, and that's with air quotes. He knows who he is.
I feel like Tyler's talking very fast.
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I gave him a slow down cue. Yeah. I hope that's appropriate.
That's because. So
yeah, I was having a hard time keeping up.
Roberto's doing good with his workout and that stuff, so that's good. And it just is that entertaining thing where I feel like Roberto was that kind of person as well, where he just would hear random things and do it, and nobody ever helped him. And once somebody like put it out on paper, and it took us, what, 30 minutes?
Right.
He's now on a better track.
What, in my opinion, there's a strength coach I love. His name is Mike Boyle. And he's kind of controversial sometimes. But he says there are four kinds of coaches. And I think this applies to weightlifters, too. You have four kinds of weightlifters. You have cooks. You have sous chefs. You have chefs. And you have master chefs. Right? So a cook takes the recipe, follows the recipe, right? Okay. Sous chef knows enough. They can take the recipe, modify it. They know about variables and stuff. A chef, they can combine things and make a new recipe, but they're still drawing off old things. And a master chef can create. They know so much about the cooking world that they can create completely new recipes.
They're the iron chef.
They're the iron chefs, right. And that applies directly to the weightlifting world. You have your cooks. Here's your workout. Do it by the book. Don't alter it. I mean, and most people will never get beyond that.
Oh, yeah.
Unless you're a personal trainer and you're devoted to learning about training, you'll probably never get beyond the cook phase. And that's fine. That's our job. That's not yours. Like, don't worry about it.
Well, the concept is like, why would, an accountant need to be anything more than a cook?
Right.
Exactly. Like, there'd be no point to that.
That's why I'm not getting my CPA. I don't need that.
Yeah.
I can learn enough so that I can...
Balance a checkbook.
Balance a checkbook and invest. That's all I need. And then I can hire someone to do my taxes.
Yep.
So, good job, Robbie. Roberto.
So, that was just kind of the... Between his letter, my mom telling me that story, it just was kind of like, I feel like people are weird guided in the gym, and I just wanted to maybe talk some people back onto the right track.
That's good. Yeah, and never lose sight of your goal. Is one thing when I was listening to you with that story, just never lose sight of your goal, regardless of which way people want to push you. And don't get trigger happy with changing your program. Like, I used to do this all the time. I read a new article, and I changed my program. I read another article, and I changed my program. And the thing is, if you keep changing your program like that, you're never going to see consistent results. It's like, think about a mountain, right? And if you're going up a mountain, the fastest path is straight up, right? But if on that path, you decide to go down the Iron Horse Trail, then up the Bruce Lee Trail, then across CrossFit Trail, and then, diagonally up the Pilates Trail, and up, some steps through the boxing trail, you're never going to get to the top. Just stick to your program for, minimum 4 weeks.
Yeah.
Stick to it for 4 weeks. 6 weeks is usually how long a program is going to last before either you should change or it's going to change for you.
Oh, yeah.
So just focus in on what your ultimate goal is and don't get trigger happy with either changing what your goal is or changing what your program is. Because those are two big things that people just fail with left and right. They don't have a good plan. And they don't follow through with that plan. Like,
I agree.
Very cool. So, if you guys have any questions or comments, send us an email, podcast@truefitnessacademy.com. I think that'll wrap us up for today.
Yeah, and become our friend on Facebook.
Yep. We love... Well, my goal is just to get up to 2,000 friends. I think I have like 1,400. So, I have 600 to go. So, friend me, Keon Omely. Not hard to spell. Trust me, it's phonetic. That's a lie. So Tyler, why don't you take us out?
Jose.
You guys have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Peace.
that is Phil.